This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Earlier this week, three people told Morning Edition they had changed their travel plans and decided against travel by air this Thanksgiving. There were lots of emails about those conversations, mostly from listeners who are taking planes and were sad and distressed to hear that fear was keeping others from spending this holiday with loved ones. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg says there was also a phone call from one of the people she interviewed.
In Barrington, New Jersey, 80-year-old Ethel DeRobertis had told us she was too uneasy to fly to her daughter's house in North Carolina, even though the daughter has advanced cancer. And Mrs. DeRobertis said, if something happens to her and I don't go, I'm going to live with that for the rest of my life. Well, several Morning Edition listeners phoned Mrs. DeRobertis, most offering to drive her to North Carolina. And one caller offered to fly.
There was Mike McCormick, who is the manager of Air Traffic Control Center in New York, and he talked to me for quite some time to try to explain to me how safe it is on the airplane now and that you didn't have to worry about anything, and he would go along with me for reassurance.
Ethel DeRobertis said she thanked everybody very much, but she has already arranged to drive to her granddaughter's house in nearby Clemson, New Jersey, for Thanksgiving, and doesn't want to disappoint her. Still, she was so moved by people's generosity.
I can't tell you. I just think these people were fantastic, like some kind of celebrity. I felt like it was Christmas, and everybody was giving me gifts.
She won't get there for Thanksgiving, but Mrs. DeRobertis has decided she will go to North Carolina soon to be with her daughter.
I said to her, I'm going to try to make arrangements to come down and see you in December, and I guess I'll fly.
And Ethel DeRobertis says maybe she will call that air traffic manager in New York first for some moral support. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.